This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. Now, let's see here. Internet stream is not working. Why? Do we know? How long has it been out? At least a day. And the engineer looked at it and threw his hands up in the air and said, "Dunno, we don't know." Sorry, John B. Sorry, buddy. You have to try and tune in on the old AM dial, if you even have an AM dial. And I'm sure that's upsetting a bunch of people out there. I don't know, are there any apps that could hook it up? If it's down, it's down. WCBM.com is down. Okay. Well, that answers that question. I guess you could go on your computer to the WCBM site and listen live? No? All the same way. Wow. Here's the radio. I guess Robin will have to, she'll have to let me know because she listens on her tablet, I believe, or something. I don't know, her phone. So we'll find out in a minute. Can't get stationed on a computer. No. Nope. Well, let me text her. It's been down for 24 hours. So, what does she have to do? What does anybody have to do? They have to call in and be on hold if they want to for 2 hours if they want to listen to the show. We don't have that many lines, do we? Well, we have a couple, but yeah. What's your shirt say? I just now saw that. Jude. Oh, the swamp people, huh? Oh, we have that, you know, we have that compilation in there. You might be playing that sometime today. Yeah. So you never know. Oh, what a week. Look. Look at all my notes. There are none. 6 pieces of blank paper. Isn't that lovely? 8 pieces of blank paper. What the heck is that? No, printer's fine. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was printing every other one or something. Who knows? No, it looks like I got all my stuff here. So, yeah, we'll try it. Summer rockfish season began this past week, June 1st. You want to get in on this year's striped bass fishing season? You have more areas to fish started June 1, which is today the 3rd, so that was Thursday. Official opening of the summer and fall striped bass season with no exclusions on where anglers can catch state fish. All areas of the Chesapeake Bay, including tidal rivers and tributaries, are fair game. Already started on Thursday, even though many of the larger striped bass have already left the bay, heading to cooler waters further north. Many of the smaller rockfish remain abundant in the bay and its tributaries. That's David Blazer said. Smart guy. He's the Fishing and Boating Services Director. Licensed anglers are permitted to catch 2 striped bass between 20 and 28 inches per day, or 1 fish between 20 and 28, and 1 over 28. So current regulations are available online, of course, or in your little fishing and crabbing booklet that you get with your license. Unless you buy your license online, then you got to go online to read all the rules and regulations and try and store them in your memory banks. But if that doesn't work, you got to go to your local sporting goods store like Clyde's or Chesapeake Outdoors or, you know, Fishbones and get one of those little booklets and say, hey, anglers are also asked to assist efforts to maintain and monitor Maryland's striped bass population. Anyone catches a tagged fish should follow the instructions on the printed tag or call 800-688-3467. Please record the tag number, the capture date, the fishing location, and the total length. If you are, you know, out there and happen to catch one of those fish with a Bischetti tag. Yep. Sorry, Rob. She says, there goes my morning. She likes to listen. I don't blame her. So, let's see. Continued surveillance at the Fishing Creek Bridge in Dorchester County resulted in charges against 18 people. This is going to be a fun morning. For the seizure of 261 striped bass. At May 28th at 5:20, the following people were charged with catching too many striped bass and keeping undersized fish. Omar Martinez Ramirez, 24, of Lanham. Felipe Rodriguez Morales, 28, of Lanham. Can't even read the name of the Maryland town. Ruperto Cruz Carino Blemas, 24, of Lanham. Anselmo Luna Lima. Anselmo Luna Lima. 23, of Hyattsville. Eden Ramirez Labastida, 24, of Beltsville. And Luis Luna Lima, 21, of Hyattsville. All youngsters. A short time later, same day, May 28th. Officers charged the following people with catching too many fish and keeping undersized fish. Sergio Noe Martinez Monroy of Hyattsville, 39. Elver Rigoberto Ortiz Aroche, 34, of Mount Rainier. And Eden Nejero Morales, 38, of Hyattsville. Earlier, officers charged five people from Temple Hill. Cynthia Cervellón Mercado, 24. Eli Baru, Colindres Navarrete, 39. Gustavo Adolfo Ostorogald, 36. Julio Flores, 35. And Omar Ezequiel Castro, 18. They were each charged with possession of undersized striped bass, exceeding the daily creel limit, and fishing in a prohibited area. All but Ostorogald were also charged with fishing without a license. All 14 defendants are due in Dorchester Court on August 16th. Each charge carries a maximum fine of $1,500. On May 27th, shortly after midnight, officers charged the following people. Bani Asael Garcia Barahona, 33, of Oxon Hill. Carlos Enrique Cabrera Ramirez, 45, of Temple Hills. Adriana Beatriz Lopez Mejia, 27, of Oxon Hill, and Yeni Saria Juarez Velasquez of Oxon Hill. The four defendants have been scheduled to appear Dorchester County District Court on July 19th. That is a grand total of 18 people and the seizure of 261 striped bass. Yes, it is. Ramon Martinez Ramirez, Felipe Rodriguez Morales, Ruperto Cruz Carino Blames, Anselmo Luna Lima, Eden Ramirez Labastida, Luis Luna Lima, Sergio Noe Martinez Monroy, Elvira Rigoberto Ortiz Aroche, Eden Najere Morales, Cynthia Cervellón Mercado, Eli Baru Colindres Navarrete, Gustavo Adolfo Ostorogold, Julio Floros, Omar Ezequiel Castro. Bani Acero Garcia Barahona, Carlos Enrique Cabrera Ramirez, Adriana Beatriz Lopez Mejia, and Yenes Are Juarez Velasquez. You think they'd pass each other on the way to or from, don't you think? Hey, muchacho. Well, yeah. The lawman is sitting over there. He's got the binoculars. Freedom's light burning warm. ...261 striped bass. Undersized. They come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled. Welcome to all. That's why the lady stands there at the entrance to New York Harbor. Come to America. Got a dream they come to share. Come on. I think we'll end it there. We'll see what happens when they all go to trial. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 800-922-6680. If you'd like to call, 800, the 800 number is the, for those of you who still have a landline and are listening outside the Baltimore area. However, if the internet connection is down, I suspect our audience has been cut dramatically. So, we will see. So, those of you who are able to listen in your vehicles, or maybe you can't get to show and you're just going crazy, you want to just go get in your car and drive up this way so you're within signal, you know, of the footprint. Or, actually, if you don't want to drive here, drive south and east. That's where the signal goes, right? And it's going to change as soon as the sun rises and you'll be able to get it a little better. So, we'll see what happens. Let's see. A Montgomery County man was charged with multiple hunting violations on May 8th by an officer acting on a citizen tip. Sean Patrick Snyder, 35 years old, S-N-I-D-E-R, received citations for hunting waterfowl out of season and killing waterfowl on the water. He received a written warning for hunting without permission. When officers arrived at Snyder's home, they saw two dead geese laying in the driveway. One of the geese had been banded in 2013 in Darnestown, about 15 miles south. Snyder acknowledged the geese were his. He drove his all-terrain vehicle to a nearby pond to kill them. Hearing date, Montgomery County District Court, has been set for July 18th. Found guilty, Snyder could be fined as much as $750. Probably a nesting pair, probably have little goslings that are orphans now. And I hope Mr. Snyder is fined $750, if not more. How stupid. What was he going to do with them? They were laying in his driveway. That doesn't mean he had them in his garage or on his back porch cleaning them when the officers arrived. Oh, no. He got on the ATV, chucked out to the local pond with his shotgun, and blasted them while they were sitting on the water. In what? May? Trucker Stan, how you doing, brother man?
Good morning, sir. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Where are you driving today?
Well, I'm not driving right now. I'm waiting for these other two tanker yankers to get loaded so I can load this wagon.
Yeah, watch those deer, buddy. They're everywhere out there.
I know, I know, I know. Yeah. You know, I see my bumper and my fuel tank on the passenger side.
Oh, that's disgusting. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask a favor of you.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. I gotta wait for you from time to time. Just, how does this sound?
How's what sound?
Oh, you missed it.
Yeah, what was
it? Sorry. That was my sip of coffee. So every time you take
a I got it. I did hear something similar to that, but nobody can do it like I do it because nobody has a microphone like I do.
Well, you're sitting still, and I got to multitask, put the thermos between my legs, unscrew with my right hand, holding the steering wheel with my left, balancing the coffee cup on the forearm of the driver's side. It's a long story.
Sounds like a personal problem.
I'm going to need a favor.
What's that?
I should be loaded in about 45 minutes.
Yep.
I'm going to need you to speak louder.
Oh, to overcome the noise in the cabin.
No? I'm not going east where your footprint is.
Oh, you're going the other way.
I'm going north to Jersey.
Oh, good for you. I feel sorry for you.
No, it's all right. And my mother's side of the family's from up there. They didn't know any better at the time. Anyway, no, I lose you about the Susquehanna, and that's usually Saturday morning starts getting good.
So you want me to speak louder, huh?
Yeah, I had a little bit of spare time. I've still been searching for pieces, parts, and parts of fly fishing. I stopped by Clyde's and had Mr. Handy finally order me one. I got to call him today to see if it's in. I think it's been about a week. Nobody fly fishes anymore.
No. What are you looking for?
Oh, I needed a reel.
A fly reel. Okay. I got you.
I thought about it. I think I spoke to you once before.
Yep.
And I just said, to heck with it. I'll go by there, and I know they'll order it.
It's a way to do it. Yep.
So, I mean,
I haven't been in a while. I got all set up for Hickory Shad, and then we started going to Red Bridges rather than all the way up to Deer Creek.
This is going to be for my grandson.
Oh, well, he'll like it.
I don't get to see him that often, but I figure I had to teach his father.
So right.
Let his father teach him and pull his hair out.
I got you.
I'm a little thin on the side from teaching him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's total weird lag. I mean, I've fished ever since I can remember. Even
sure.
I think I was taught by my scoutmaster who used to bite the worms in half. And
right.
That's how we learned. But I can't wait.
I hear you. Well, get out there, buddy. Get out there.
It's doggone thing I'm sitting in here right now.
I know. Work always gets in the way.
Something about the rent coming due.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Plenty of time. But I'm going to be listening in, you know, for about the first hour, I guess.
All right.
I'm sitting here waiting.
So what do you want to hear coming out of the break? Convoy or 6 days on the road?
I'll tell you what I'd really like to hear. He's going to have to do some Googling. But it's my favorite of all times. It's... the song is called Willing.
Willing?
Willing.
Willing. Oh, Willing.
From south of the border, it's Willing.
I got it. All right.
And it's one of the most, well, it's my favorite song.
Okay.
It kind of covers all the bases of diesel trucking.
I got it. I used to sing a lot of Dave Dudley.
You used to what?
Sing. Dave Dudley. I memorized all his songs. I used to sing all his stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you could sing for us.
There you go. All right, buddy.
I'll think about it.
All right.
Listen, Mr. Allen. Thanks.
All right, Stan. See you, bud.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Paul, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Alan. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm always amazed at the number of guys that get caught illegally fishing down there.
Isn't it something?
Yeah, like, you'd think the word would get out.
You think, but apparently not.
No.
So I said, I mean, you know, they pass each other going in and out of the place. There's that many of them.
Right.
I don't know.
The other thing I called in about, I was very moved at the end of the program last week when... they gave your guest gave Fran her first hunting trip.
Well, she was picked. She was drawn in a drawing from all the PCBA members, Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America members from across the country that applied to hunt that hunt. So her and Chuck were both picked randomly, and you know it just happened to come together, which was great. So
that was fantastic.
Yeah. Chuck is, you know, Chuck is on, he's on the, he's on the text here. And, I guess he wants to call in. He apparently talked to, Fran this week. So she's still excited. Still excited. So
I bet she is.
Yeah. I think what he's going to say is that anybody who wants to contribute to Fran's hunt is certainly willing to do so. If you make a contribution to the PCBA through their website or whatever, or, you know, or touch base with me, email me, whatever, I'll get you in touch with them. And mark your contribution for Fran's hunt, you can actually help sponsor her. So,
right.
How do you like that? And, of course,
right.
Of course, anybody wants to just, you know, get in touch with me, I'll help them out, too, to do the right thing.
She needs everything, right?
She needs a crossbow primarily. I think she's going to be okay with clothing. I'm going to see what I can do on a ground blind for the organization. So, you know, we'll do something. So
that's pretty awesome. She's going to get to go to Indiana and hunt.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So, yep.
All right.
She's
well,
tickled. All right.
I'm just giving my call in like I normally do.
I appreciate it, Paul. Thanks, buddy.
Natalie and I are out working.
Oh, keep working. Keep driving them signposts in the ground. At least the ground's soft enough.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, buddy.
Plenty of rain keeps the ground pretty soft.
You guys have it easy when it rains like that.
Yes, we do. I just wish we had a little more sun. It's not good for my honeybees.
No, well, you're right about that. They gotta breed, too, so...
Yep, they need the flowers.
They need the flowers to pop so they can collect the pollen and the nectar to go do what they do. So.
That is true.
Got you, buddy. Thanks, Paul.
All right, Alan. Great talking to you.
See you, man. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
We're going to take a little break. We can't fix the internet. I feel sorry about that. So we'll talk to you soon. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multipurpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680, WCBM.
Oh, my love. darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. So slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love.
Oh, that's my favorite version of Unchained Melody, Willie Nelson. Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, even more so than the Righteous Brothers, in my personal opinion. I'm having a tasty cake cherry pie this morning for my snack. I have a little history with cherry pies and deer hunting, so we'll talk about that a little later. Right now, we're going to talk to Chuck in Hampstead. Hey, brother, how are you, Chuck?
Yes.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Sorry about the internet thing.
Yeah. You're not too good for the show this morning.
Well, what can I say, buddy? You know, I mean, I know what happened. One of the squirrels that powers the flywheel must have died or ran away, and they haven't been able to find a replacement yet.
Oh, I thought it was somebody from the horse. Horse Council has...
It very well may have been sabotaged by the Maryland Horse Council. Because I am an advocate for Sunday hunting, it very well might be. So what's going on? Did you talk to Miss Fran over the week?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And she still hadn't come down.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
And I guess Teresa got a hold of her also.
Okay, that was the president of the PCBA's wife who was with us last week, right?
Yeah, the Gator Bait,
yeah, I got it. So Chris is wearing his Swamp People T-shirt this morning.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. I guess he wants to fit into the decor here, so
all right. It's
all good.
No.
Well, good.
Yeah, so it makes it a little rough for people to get a hold of you this morning, though.
Well, I know. I understand. I'm not, you know, I wish I could do something about it, but I just can't. Oh, there's Fran. You baited her in.
Oh, did I?
Mm-hmm. Stay on the line. We'll hook her up with you. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
And we have a listener challenge. On one side, we have the white guy in Hampstead, Chuck. And on the other side, we have the African-American woman, Fran, in Baltimore. Your topic is hunting. Who's for it? Who's against it? Hi, friend.
Oh, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I got my old-fashioned line. You know, I'm going to hear the show.
I got you.
I suggest you modern people have Plan B, because, you know, these things can just shut you down.
Plan B? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I have had such an exciting time. Of course, everybody in my part of town that knows me has heard about it. You know, people are getting all excited, and they think it was great. And I'm meeting some hunting guys, you know, that was born in North Carolina, and they're telling me all what they do and how they do things. But, you know...
Any of it legal?
Huh? Well, I don't know. One guy said they won't let him buy a crossbow, so I don't know what his background check brought up. But anyway...
They won't let him have a crossbow?
But anyway...
That's pretty bad there, Chuck, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, sure is. Oh, sure is. But anyway, first of all, Teresa called me.
All right.
And we talked so long, my phone was beeping. I needed to recharge it. We had to hang up.
Yeah, good time, apparently. Yeah.
And, let me tell you about Chuck. You know...
Don't tell any stories.
He is very, very serious about hunting.
Chuck
and
is?
His agenda and what he's going to do and his plan and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I jokingly said to him, I said, you know...
You know he's on the other line, right?
Huh?
You know he's on the other line.
All
right, I got it.
Listen, honey, I back up my words.
All right,
I talk,
I'm just saying.
I'll tell you to your face.
Right.
Anyway, and so he says, I said, well, Chuck... this is my chance to escape Baltimore. I said, you know, I'm not coming back. I'm staying. If I like it, I'm staying in Indiana. And I thought, you know, he would make me feel good a little bit, you know, and say, no, we're going to make you come back. We don't want to lose you. You know what he said?
What?
He said, when it's time to roll out, if you stay, you want to stay, I'm going to look out the window of my truck, and I'm going to tell Indiana these words. She's all yours. He wouldn't fight for me. I'm joking with this guy. He'll leave me there.
Yeah, hey, Chuck, sounds like you said the right thing there, buddy.
Yeah, she's all yours.
A woman wants to go.
I claim the fifth.
Uh-huh. I bet you do.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Well, good. I'm glad you're excited about going, Fran. We're going to do everything we can here to help you out and get you rolling on that.
I was trying to think, too. You know, I thought, well, what can I do? You know, I can cover the gas money, Chuck.
Okay, we talk all about all that later. We won't have to discuss it on the radio.
Okay.
There you go. There you go.
But along those lines, Fran and Alan, anybody that wants to donate to Fran's hunting trip, to the PCBA and have the money specifically directed towards Fran's expenses or her costs, all you've got to go to do is when you make the donation, especially by PayPal, just indicate that. And then those funds, even though they go into the general fund, those funds will be used to deter her costs for the organization.
Got it. Boy, that's great. That's great.
Well, I'm not going to take up more of your time. Some people may find a way to listen to the show and want to call in, you know.
Sure. I got it.
It's good to hear from you guys again.
All right. Well, glad for the update. Glad for the update. So.
Yeah. You know, another thing Chuck said that's kind of funny. I was telling him all the little things I've been trying to collect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Fran, you're not going into the mountains in the snow. We're just going down in the air.
Sure. I get it. Yeah. Get your snake bite. You got your snake bite kit?
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
You got your snake bite kit? Your fire starter?
My snake bite kit.
And our waterpurifier and our canteen.
All that. Oh, you got all that. Wow, that's wonderful.
The long underwear, the special socks, but, you know, the coal and all kinds of stuff. Teresa says, you're only going to need a little jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably not camo. You're probably going to be in the blind, so.
Not camo?
Well, sure, you can wear your camo.
Well, I have to wear my camo.
All right, then. You wear your camo. You enjoy it.
That.
I would. I mean, I'd be wearing camo.
I mean, I got to really get into it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All right.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck, thank you. We'll put that word out that they can contribute to the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America if they want to Google that. I don't know what they'll get if they Google PCBA, but...
Yeah, I don't know if it automatically starts to bring up the correct website.
Right.
Our old website that we had problems getting to take down due to lack of anybody taking care of it for the last few years.
Right.
Used to be the PCBA was -inc.org was the website, but we had to change it to
right
out with the new site, but. If they get a hold of you or me, we can give them the information too. So
I'm pretty easy to access. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I think my phone number's on the website and everywhere else. And I mean, if you can't get a hold of me. I mean, you may not be able to track me down during the day, but if you can't get a hold of me online or by text, you got an issue.
Right. Right.
All right, buddy. Thanks again. See you, Fran. See you, Chuck. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye. Everybody left. So John B. says, gosh, I'm dedicated. I went out to the truck, was going to listen out there, but it wasn't as comfortable as my easy chair. Went down the basement, dug out this old boom box, and I'm tuned in. I had forgotten how crappy an AM radio sounds. Yeah, when you listen online, you're probably right. Yeah. So anyway, and of course, John B. always asks about Robin. She's doing well. She went to the doctor's on Tuesday, I guess, and got a good evaluation, so she's physical therapy. We actually saw a beautiful piebald deer. I'm not sure. We had to go to Dorchester County. And by the way, I stopped by Bay Country Bakery, just saying, this week. Got a cup of coffee and what did I get? Oh, we split an eclair, a maple-covered, frosted eclair. Beautiful. Good food. Anyway, we were in Dorchester County, and we're coming back, and saw a piebald and a normal doe, which was difficult to see, right along the road. And, you know, this thing stood out like a sore thumb. Very little brown on it. It was mostly white, but, you know, had some brown up around the face and a couple of scattered areas all over. And, you know, we talked about that. And then this morning, on my way up from Easton, there was a white deer standing alongside the road. And I don't know if it was pure white or not. It was a flash, but it was a white deer. So Talbot County's got a few. Anyway, Talbot and Dorchester that way. Piebald deer are interesting because what results in the piebald effect is that there's a bad albino gene, and it does all kinds of mutations and things, and those deer can be perfectly healthy or they can be just in horrible shape. They can be arthritic, they can be deaf, they can have undershot front jaws, they can be sterile, all as a result of a lot of it's inbreeding. So there's, that's one of the possibilities that happens. Now, speaking of piebaldism, I may have told you that in Robin's neighborhood in Easton, there's a number of squirrels, a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot of squirrels. There are gray squirrels, and there are black squirrels, which is a color phase of the gray squirrel. But there's abundant numbers of them. When I first started seeing Robin, there was a squirrel in the yard. She called Tippy, and I don't know what the neighbors called her, but called him, but something similar to that. Tippy had about an inch and a half, 2 inch white tip on his tail. Don't know where it came from. One day, Tippy went missing, and we had seen a hawk in the neighborhood. We had seen a sharp-shinned hawk in the neighborhood. We had seen a few cats roaming around, and Tippy was gone. Tippy resurfaced. Unfortunately, his name is now Stubby because whatever got him tore the beautiful white tip off of his tail. However, the genetics still run through his squirrely little body because now there is the weirdest looking squirrel you will ever want to see that looks like he got involved with Tippy or his mother got involved with Tippy a while back. But this thing is wild looking. It's got like a white mask on its face. It's got a white stripe down its nose with a black stripe down the middle of that. It's got a white saddle on its shoulders. It's got white on its haunches. And half of its tail is white. And it's just an odd colored thing. So Robin put the thing on Facebook and sought a name for it. And many, many people suggested Panda. Some people suggested Pepe as not as Pepe, our former producer, but as Pepe Le Pew. Yes, indeed. So, all right. We're going to take a short break, and we'll get back and talk to Bill and Towson right after this.
WCBM. Baltimore.
Beautiful weather for this weekend with a carbon copy of yesterday for today. Our high temp near 80 degrees with a light northwest wind. Clear sky tonight, 58 degrees, and gorgeous sunshine for Sunday, upper 80s near 90 degrees. New weather system coming in early next week with some thunderstorms for Monday in the low 80s and a cool down with some rain showers for Tuesday. High temperatures Tuesday only in the upper 60s, lows Tuesday night, low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient. But my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, my old pappy, and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy starts grazing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, the G-Man, T-Man, the revenue's too, searching for a place where we maze brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
What a lightning.
All right, we're back. Let's see. Bill and Towson's hanging on. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Hey, cheers, Alan. I am up early and always reasonable. How are you, mate?
Well, and yourself?
Yeah, good.
Good.
You know, you were talking to some guy this morning about some fly fishing, and I got thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got thinking about when my son got involved with that. He's about 8 years old, and a good family friend of ours, I'll say his name, George Stamos. You might know George.
I've heard of George Stamos, sure.
Mm-hmm. Pretty active outdoor guy. Mm-hmm. He took my son up to Catoctin, and when my son was 8 years old, put him all the way through the, gosh, I think it was a 6 or 7 year program with the Brotherhood of the Jungle Cock organization. You familiar with
that? Oh, yes, guy? I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that was founded, I think Joe Brooks was involved in that, and who was the other fellow? Frank Smoot was involved in that.
That's right, I recognize that name.
And I don't know if Lefty got involved in that or not, but I think Joe Brooks was one of the big headliners, and of course Frank Burt Smoot was a guest on this show years and years ago. Before he passed away, I've been to his house. I've got a number of his art prints signed, personalized, and that type of thing. He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, I think that organization got kicked off all the way back in 1940.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. You know, Frank was around. He lived to be almost 100, if not over 100, and was a pretty decent artist for wildlife art, that's for sure.
Yeah, they teach these kids how to make their own fly rod, and of course, fly tying with feathers. And
sure.
So everybody out there in the listening audience knows jungle cock is a bird.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. One of the most prized feathers for tying flies.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's the neck portion. I'm not sure what the technical fly fishing name is for that, but the neck portion of the feathers on a jungle cock make particularly beautiful flies. I think they're made. Is it the Royal Coachman is one of them that that they use the jungle cock feathers in?
Yeah.
Not sure, but
I think it's called the wax neck or something along that line. That particular feather, but
okay.
Either way, my son James did that for 7 years and became all the way through the program, all the way up to master fisherman.
Wow.
Alan, it's one of those things that changed his world.
I'm sure.
He's also an Eagle Scout, but this was just an adjunct to his outdoors experience. Just phenomenal organization. George Stamos, phenomenal guy, outdoorsman.
Sure.
Archer, just really, really was a great mentor for, 7 years up in the Catoctin Mountains with my son James. It was great.
Sure.
And I was going to ask you one other question. I've got a air rifle pellet gun.
Mm-hmm.
The make on it is BNM. And it's got some bad O-rings, and it's not holding pressure anymore. Where the heck can I go to get some repair on a rather complex pellet air rifle? It's a really great gun, big scope, target practicing.
Sure.
It is just a real treat.
First place I would call would be Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's. The commercial's coming up, but the phone number is 242-6108. And talk to either Clyde or Bill, and one of those two guys would be able to help you more so than anybody. They've been in business 60 years, and they've seen a lot. So I don't know if their gunsmith would be able to handle that. BNM.
That's right.
It almost sounds like a Benjamin, but I don't know. Huh?
It's a fairly popular brand.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
It's been modified up with different types of pistol grips, and it's got a heck of a scope on it. It's a lot of fun.
Single break?
Exactly, yes.
It's a Benjamin? Yeah, okay. Chris says it's a Benjamin, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, I'll give Clyde a call and get that done, and just thought I'd do a shout-out for BOJC.
You got it. Well, they're a great organization, no question about it. No question.
Well,
cheers,
Alan. Great radio, mate. Love hearing you in the morning.
Thank you, buddy. See you, Bill.
Some coffee.
Cheers.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Complete gunsmithing services. Get your fishing reels fixed there, lubed up, repaired, whatever you need, your rods and reels, both. They put a tip on for you. They can rewind a guide. All the service you could need, want, or imagine. And guess what? They've got everything you need for crabbing and fishing, including bait, including line, including the trot lines, including the crab traps, the stackable traps, all of that at Clyde's Sport Shop. 410-242-6108 or the fishing hotline is 410-247-3474. That spells 247-FISH. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
All right. We're about out of time. The music's playing for Bill Cooper. B&M Custom makes those custom air rifles. They're out of Holbrook, New York. And Bill, if you want to write this down, 631-750-1586. That's 631-750-1586. Website is bnmcustom.com. Get out, stay out, stay safe.